surprised. You pretend to be this virtuous little church girl, but you know that I know the truth. Relax, relax. This isn't about exposing you. I'd never do that. I'd never want to hurt you. Well, not against your will, anyway. Yeah, I'm sure you'd like to pretend that it wasn't real, or that it didn't happen. But it felt so good, didn't it? And there's the knowledge of what happened. Oh, I love to see that secret little smile dance across your face. That means you're excited. Oh? You think it was just a one-time thing? I guess it could be. It could be that you just, you know, needed to get it out of your system. And then what? Back to church on Sunday. And then class on Monday. And you pretend to be the perfect little freshman that everyone thinks you are, right? You get back to your honor society and your responsible drinking. Do I sound like I'm making fun of you?
Well, maybe I am.
Maybe I'm even provoking you a little. But you know all about provocation, don't you? Yeah, you do. Oh no, you don't think so. All right. I'll tell you what. I'll let you know what I think happened. And if you disagree, it'll never happen again. I won't bother you. I won't even talk to you. Deal. Good. This won't take long. We met at a birthday party. You heard me talking about, what was it? Yeah, true crime. We started comparing notes about serial killers. And everyone left us alone after that. Things went well that first night. I walked you home. And we ended up making out in the late night drizzle. And then something happened. It was like a switch got flipped. You said goodnight, went up to your apartment. I thought I had done something wrong. Gone too fast, maybe. I mean, I didn't expect to be invited in. I wouldn't have minded, but I didn't expect it either. So I went home. We had exchanged numbers, but I was worried that you didn't want to see me. But you called me the next day, and everything seemed fine. That was the start of the pattern. Come now. There's no need for denial. I'm not judging you. I'm really not. I was confused and worried and a little depressed about it. And you wouldn't talk about it either. Not really. And every time we start getting into something serious, you either freeze up or you freak the fuck out. I ask you what I did wrong. You say nothing. But I didn't believe it. Eventually, you let me go down on you. You're blushing just thinking about it. Was that your first time?
Oh, I thought so.
I was was glad to make you come. And you were just so beautiful and free. Your moans and whimpers and gasps just turned me on more than any woman ever had. And after that, you said you were ready. You didn't say for what, but both of us knew. It was so hard for you. You saw my cock, and your eyes kind of glazed over. You touched me and guided me to you. Wet and ready. My cock had barely touched you, and you freaked out. And you completely panicked. I was sure I had done something wrong. You were so afraid. This time, though, you let me hold you. It was strange. It was like you felt safe with me, but the idea of that last step just completely terrified you, and even as your body clearly desired it. So you cried, and I held you, and I wondered if you were going to dump me. Why? Because there was something wrong, and you wouldn't tell me. You wouldn't really speak at all. Not at first. And when you did, it was just confusing. You just started telling me about how boring studying was. You liked it to be quiet. You'd always go to the 7th floor of the university library at about 8 p.m. Religious studies section. No one was there at that time. It was nice and private, you said. But there were some problems. The first was you were always so alone. You got the feeling at times that anything at all could happen to you there. The second was that you were always tired by then. And with no one around, you'd often fall asleep to the droning of the ventilation system. I listened, because this seemed important to you. You just kind of repeated yourself a few times, and then fell asleep in my arms. It was nice, but I'd be lying if I said I wasn't incredibly frustrated. You're so fucking sexy. You do know that, right? Your curves. Your fucking bedroom eyes. Your gorgeous tits bouncing above my face as you came on my tongue. Was in need and a little angry too, but I understood, kind of. Something was going on, and I finally realized that it really wasn't about me. You liked me, you enjoyed being with me, but there was something inside of you that would just get in the way of what you wanted, and you didn't even know how to talk about it. I went home, and I kept thinking about what you said, like there was a secret code or message. I was driving home when I figured it out. I nearly ran off the road. I had to pull over for a minute and calm down. Is that really what you wanted me to do? You're not saying anything. You got nothing to say? You were so fucking full of denials a minute ago. And now you're quiet.
Fuck.
Look at you. Your face is flushed. You're biting your fucking lip, looking away. You want to fucking hear this, don't you? Yeah, it's okay. There's still a part of you that's telling you that good girls aren't like that. Isn't there? No, you don't have to say anything. You just let me finish and you can dump me or whatever you want. So, I waited. It was challenging. Put it that way. You have no fucking idea. I was excited by what might happen. But I was worried, too, that I might have misunderstood. Maybe you just wanted to fill the silence with small talk. Or maybe you didn't want me at all. But I wanted you so badly. Oh, fuck. Oh, what you do to me is criminal. Hell, I think what I did to you is criminal. If I'm wrong about what you wanted, that is. I went to the library, usually I'm there during the day. It's busy there, and I'm on busy floors. I went up to the 7th floor. I think it was the first time I'd ever been there. Wow, were you right? It was so fucking quiet. It was almost creepy. There was no one, no librarians, no students. Hell, there weren't even cameras, like on some of the other floors. Maybe they just hadn't gotten around to installing them yet. Better for us, right? I wandered around, and after I'd gone halfway through, I started to feel stupid. I'd come back to campus thinking, what? I was gonna find you here. Not likely. I was about to give up, and then I saw that little study nook off in the corner. It's just a few tables, desks, and chairs. It was slightly dim, warm lighting. And there you were. You looked, well, like an angel. Don't laugh. I'm not flattering you. You're just so peaceful. You always look so pure. I think that's part of your problem, really. That image of purity. Huh? You look a little upset. You're really squirming around in your chair. You want me to stop? I can go, if that's what you... No. Okay. I'll keep going. There you were, head down on top of a book, arms splayed out limply. The pen in your hand had fallen out and rolled to the edge of the table. You were completely out. There's no way to fake that slow breathing or total relaxation. And even then I wondered, was she really that tired or did she take something? You know, I never saw myself as the kind of person that would enjoy this sort of thing. But I can't lie to you. I was more turned on than I'd ever been in my life. I love you. I love your body. Just thinking about how you respond to my touch is enough to make me rock hard in a moment. I was still nervous, though. What if this wasn't what you wanted? What if you woke up during? What if someone walked in?
My fears were easily washed away when I saw you there. Vulnerable. I guess I'm more a predator than I thought. Does that turn you on? Knowing the man you love is willing to cross boundaries for, well, I'm getting ahead of myself. I came close to you and stroked your hair first. I know you love that. And I figured it'd be a good way to see if you'd wake up. You made a little noise and moved your head in response. When you were still completely out. Looking closely, I could see your eyes were closed, but moving fast. You were dreaming. I pushed the laptop out of the way. We'd need more space. At first, I was gentle. I didn't want to hurt you. Not really. I needed you so badly, though. I lifted you up, holding your limp weight gently, one arm around your chest, the other under your ass. Just thinking about you. Oh, fuck. Fuck. I love the way you felt right then. I just draped you onto the table then, face down, legs dangling. Arms splayed out. You made like a single whimper, but otherwise you didn't react. I only realized then that you were really simple, loose skirt. And then I looked around one more time, full of this guilty fucking excitement. And then I pulled your skirt off. You must have known that I would come to you like this. Why else would you wear those skimpy, lacy panties? I was about to pull them off. Something stopped me. It wasn't my conscience. Oh my God, you're funny. I reached into your purse and pulled out the box cutter that I knew was there from your art classes. I pushed the blade out. Each click. Gunshot in the silence. I stuck my thumb under the waistband and I cut it. And then I pulled the crotch out a bit. Ooh, it was damp already. I must have been having a good dream. I sliced it as well and pulled your panties off completely. Yeah, I still have them. I keep them as a souvenir. You're squirming and blushing so much. Oh, it's adorable. It's fucking adorable. I put the blade away back in your purse. I just looked at you. I just looked at you lying there. Wanted you. Somehow I was still patient. I ran my hand up the back of your calf, to your thigh, and then your ass. And I squeezed it hard. You'd let me touch you before, but I'd always been reasonably gentle. But this time, I wasn't. I guess without witnesses, the beast came out. I didn't think you'd like it, but you moaned. Yeah, you did. You moaned as if it was the sweetest thing in the world to have your ass. I left bruises, you know. Then I took that same hand and a single finger and put it in my mouth. I licked it and made sure it was good and wet, like you. You know what I did then? Oh, I'm sure you do, but I'm not gonna tell you unless you ask nicely. Inside of you. I still expected your eyes to fly awake at any time. And this seemed way less wrong than what I really wanted to do to you. God, you were so, so fucking tight. I didn't really care that you were a virgin before that moment. You told me you were, of course. Never particularly mattered to me. Now, though, it seemed so necessary. I needed to be the one to defile you. You whimpered in your sleep. Your hand twitched. I felt a new wave of wetness over my finger. And your cunt gripped it tight. I began moving it, pumping it in and out of you. Slowly. You're not the first woman I've been with. Maybe you don't want to hear this, but I have to tell you this because I've never been with a sexier and more responsive woman. I was only at it for a minute, maybe two, when you came. Oh, yes, you did. I don't care that you were asleep. Here, I know what a fucking orgasm looks like. Your body shook and tensed up a bit. You made a noise somewhere between fear and want. Your pussy gripped my finger as if to melt. She never agreed to this. I suppose that voice was correct. You hinted, to be sure, But you never gave your full consent in any obvious way. There was another voice, one that I'd never heard before. It said, just fucking take her. I listened to the latter one. I unzipped my pants and pulled out my cock. I was so hard. I'm hard now, thinking about it. But then, I felt like my cock was made of steel. It ached for you. I admit I should have used a condom. I'd even brought one with me. In the moment, I forgot it was there. But then I don't think it would have been as good for either of us had I used one. I had myself at the entrance to your sex. Your whole body twitched as it felt something new and much, much thicker than my finger pushing its way inside of you. Oh, and I was sure you'd wake up. I had my hands on your hips, and I gripped you tight, giving you no room to escape. Finally, I was entirely inside of you. I'll never forget how you looked. Your face was flushed, and your lips were parted. Your arms and your body were still limp, but you took in these shuddering breaths. You were so beautiful. I became grateful for you in that moment, realizing that you had given yourself to me completely. I was in awe of such trust. If I didn't love you already, I would have fallen for you right then. I began to move. Again, I was gentle at first. I wanted to be nice for you, but there was nothing really nice about this, was there? In fact, never mind. You sure you want to know? Oh, fine. Fine. Do you know what I would have done had you woken up right then, crying and begging me to stop? I would have put my hand in your hair and kept your head down on the table. And then I would have kept going. I was beyond the capacity of a moral person. This is how crazy you made me. He moaned and came again. Again. I wondered if this had been in you the whole time. Frustrated by your religious upbringing. Is this what you truly needed? A hard cock and a good fuck. Bent over a desk like a slut. Oh. Sure you don't. You squeezed your legs together when I said that. In any case, this was when I lost any pretense of kindness or self-control. I fucked you hard. Harder than I fucked anyone in my entire life. Your ass jiggled under the impact. Your arms and legs twitched and slid limply. Your head swayed. I fucked you harder still, relishing the sight of your passivity. Your inability to resist or do anything but take my cock. I was grunting with effort now. And I slid my hand in your hair, gripping it tightly, pulling your head back so I could kiss you and bite your neck. I just love the taste of you. But you might have woken up then. I felt a twitch and I heard a sigh. It could have been merely an automatic response to what I was doing. Or you may have woken up and decided to pretend to still be sleeping. It didn't matter anymore. Nothing did. Except for your tight, wet pussy. I groaned far too loudly as I came. I felt you quiver beneath me as I emptied myself into you. I had wanted this so long, fantasized about it so many times in so many fucking ways. But it was better than I imagined. It was the best orgasm of my life. I felt myself pumping hot cum inside of you over and over. I imagined it filling your womb. And then I was back to myself again, satisfied, but conflicted. I loved you, but I used you like you weren't even a person. Let's face it, you were my fuck toy. Did you just moan? What? Does that idea excite you? Being my fuck toy. I think it does. I tried to restore you somewhat to your original condition. I reseated you and arranged your dress so you wouldn't be dripping cum all over it. I'm such a gentleman. Your laptop back, and then thinking about it, I rolled my sweater up and put it under your head. I was genuinely thinking about your comfort, but I also wanted you to know that I'd been there inside you. You were mine. You are mine. I worried what the day after would be like. We met for lunch, as usual. Neither of us mentioned anything, but your demeanor was obvious. You were so relaxed and happy. You couldn't stop touching me. You kept asking if I would stay over in your apartment for the weekend, and I agreed. So here I am, and here we are. You're still a little nervous about doing this. Some part of you is telling you that you're a bad, bad girl for wanting to be used and taken. That's why I suggested tying you up. You can't be a slut if you can't resist, right? And that's why I'm telling you this story, too. To make sure that you're nice and wet and ready for me. Like a good little fuck toy should be. Don't worry. Don't